Gary Cooper, many of the stars' signatures are all over there. Randolph Scott, Andy Devine, Bart Gable. Many of the lady stars. I had a pistol here that Gary Cooper gave to Audie Murphy, Colt Single Action Army, and I loaned it to that museum for a year, and I got to go out on a trip with them, and I really enjoyed that. Going by the Spainhour Ranch, actually. From here on out, there's an anchor called the Anchor Ranch or the Spainhour Ranch. One time they made a movie here with that anchor sign. It was that Jewish actor. I can't think of his name right now. He always played a bad guy. And he was a crippled man in this movie. And anyway, this was a movie going by there. That's where they make the High Sierra peppers there. Cilantro peppers. Here the Anchor Ranch. Won't buy it right now. The old sign out in front of it is kind of getting dilapidated. It doesn't have paint on or anything, but you can see it up there right now. It's got an anchor up there. You should see it right there. No paint on it, but there it is. You watch that movie, The Brave Men or something like that. Can't think of that Jewish actor's name. Always played a bad guy and a gangster usually. He was a very philanthropist and a very nice person, a person outside of his acting persona. We're going to come up here to Diaz Lake pretty soon. There we go, another road going to Death Valley, and then we'll have another one down Balancha going also. Keeler is 13 miles. That's where the narrow gauge road, that was a railroad town at one time. Death Valley, 104 miles that way. There's the Mount Whitney Research Center there. Information Center. Balancha, 21 miles. Kozo Junction, 38. Los Angeles, 209. Now we have that beautiful Mount Whitney Golf Course. Right up here to the right is the lake that was created when they had their earthquake. Up here you'll be able to see Owens Lake. We're going by Diaz Lake right now. part factory. There's Owens Lake. You have to realize it went way up there. That thing was completely full. They had steamboats going across that lake, carrying gold and silver. Some Zaragoza. Zaragoza mine. They stacked silver bars like firewood. You can see there's some water in that lake, but there's still a whole lot of it in that alkali dust out there. They weren't supposed to be here, so they moved them all out. I don't know why they decided they weren't supposed to be here, because they've been here for all of my life. Over 70 years. That I've been watching them. But they decided they weren't supposed to be here. Lake's got some water in it now. It used to be all white out there, all the dust flying through here. When the dust would blow, the air would just be full of dust. There's still quite a bit of water in that lake. Hospital, there was a heart factory was right here. That's one big building. Look out there. You can see the lake. Plus the environment completely changes. Not any water in that lake usually at all. Water is going down that creek, just roaring. Yeah, it's good to see the water coming down the mountain. We might have just got a glimpse of it, maybe, as we went by it. Here where they took some of the chemicals out of the water and things. But the building there, the kind of a tan building, that was the factory. That was the heart factory. They made the artificial hearts. Anyway, there was a lot of water coming down that creek. See that. flotillas of lumber down that mountain, and they would take it out there and burn it and send the charcoal over there to Cerro Gordo. Ranches up here and just shut them down. The Cabin Bar Ranch was still going for quite a while, but they bought that. I think the Crystal Geyser bought that and shut that ranch down. And if you buy Crystal Geyser water, that's where it comes from. It's right here. Still some water in the lake. Good to see. Part of Pacific Flyway and everything at one time. I had to realize there were many, many years there wasn't any water in that lake at all. That lake used to be all the way up here to the highway. one driving 55 miles an hour. Now there's some wind out there causing the dust to be borne into the air. And this is a lancha down here. This was a cowboy community. See, the old Ranch House Cafe down here. I've eaten there many, many times. They even ate there one time when Carl Manson was here. See elk walking along the edge of this lake up here. I've seen some big ones walking along the edge of the lake, munching on that grass. That's where the antelope used to be too. Looks like they're making progress up here a little bit. Underwater. And into Olancha. I built a lot of new power lines up here. They're doing a lot of geothermal and solar panel, solar farms. Lemon Inn, I think is what it's called. The Lemon House Inn. This was the old Cabin Bar Ranch, which has been abandoned now because of the Bristol Dieter factory. Los Angeles and Las Vegas come up here and burn up their arsonists. They come up here and burn the old buildings up. There's one of them they burned. Now here is the Crystal Geyser factory. You got Crystal Geyser water. You drink that, that's where it came from. I've got some in the car here. When she was a little girl, she always dreamed that one day she could get in the car and drive all the way up 395 and look at all the sights. And she'd done it many times now, but never before we got married. One of our first trips together was to come up 395 and go to Fish Lake Valley. Used to be. That's where I saw Charles Manson so long ago. That got him for killing all those people yet. He died in Bakersfield a few years ago, San Joaquin Hospital. He should have been executed for murder. Accessory to murder, or the edict that brought about the murders. Atlanta Post Office. Ozo Junction, 17 miles, and Atlanta, 127. It's out there in the desert. Almost up there on Cajon Pass. You got to see south end of Fish Lake Valley today, Gilbert Pass and Deep Spring Valley. West Guard Pass, follow the trail of the soldiers that were attacked by Harry Harry's band because they are shooting all of their food sources, killing their food sources. Over there to the left up here, besides all those solar panels over there, is Lake Highway. And a little place called Grant is here now. That's another little town that used to be here. Another up here. put rock fascia on that building, and they shut him down because they said he couldn't do it. They're rebuilding this old hotel here, motel that is. And here we have the little Valencia fire station, and now this is a little resort here. They've got Indian-style teepees out there that they rent out like motel rooms.